very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're going to have to watch week.
Us. Yeah. Have to watch us on your black and white television.
We got black on today, too.
We mostly. Do, yeah. Yeah. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to us. Welcome to the Hour 2, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything LPs. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is it's Wednesday, as Alexis said, April 24th. Oh, my God.
Woo!
To quote those newscasters that John Oliver makes fun of and Jimmy Kimmel, can you believe it's the end of April?
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe
so
it.
So much to do before May.
Right, I know. So much to do before the summer starts.
Oh, that
week.
Too.
We have a week. May 1st isn't until next Wednesday.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Holly. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Holly. Woo. Thank you. Appreciate that, Holly. Let's start with Holly, because I tease this, and we want to fulfill our promise. If you went to a shopping mall sometime in the last 10 years or so, or 15 years, you might have passed by one of these stores. And it's time to say goodbye, right, Holly?
Oh, we got to pour one out for the Store Express.
Now,
now this store has been popular since the 90s.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
It was so popular.
So popular.
Now Express has filed for bankruptcy protection.
Oh my God, Alexis.
They're closing about a fifth of their Express stores across the country.
Okay, does that include here?
Well, that probably includes some locations in the Twin Cities. Okay. I can't confirm or deny. They're also closing 10 Up West stores, which there is one of those in the Mall of America. And I did notice a sign last week at the mall that said that the Up West store is closing.
No, those bastards.
I know.
Yep.
Which one?
Mall America, that one is closing. St. Cloud, Crossroads Center, that location is closing.
Pour one out for Express, the business casual outfitter for high schoolers in the 90s and 2000s. Did you want to dress like you worked in an office? You went to Express.
Sure did.
Or if you were in the gent department and looking for masculine clothes at one time, you shopped at Structure.
Oh, yeah, sure did. Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's gone too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That merged into Express Men.
I see.
Back in the day.
I bought many a vest that I wore with Alexis when we could stay at past 9 at Express.
At Express, yes!
Yes! I was in my vest era.
You were in your vests, and I was in my black editor pants.
Oh.
From Express. I had about 12 pairs of them. And I just rotated through.
Yeah.
Because they were the best fitting pants.
Black, stretchy, boot cut pants.
Ooh.
That I would wear in high school all the time.
Yes.
And a button up shirt in bright colors. Anytime there was a special occasion, the first stop would be Express. You had a big birthday party, a high school graduation. You wanted to look smart and put together. Express was your first stop.
Always.
Yeah.
That's where you went.
Oh, that's a bummer. I haven't been in years, though.
No. Oh, God, no.
No. I'm in my dirtbag era. I can't even wear...
I don't need a Costco now.
Lex is buying bras and panties from Kirkland now. That's where she's at.
Yeah, we're in our Kirkland signature era.
Yes.
No, we're not looking like we're business casual, like we're trying to, you know, vie for the best cube in the office.
Oh,
no,
man.
We're like laughing and leaking, girl. Yeah. That's where we are.
Compression socks and granny panties.
Again, amen. You missed that. This, you miss that era of our show. That ain't what this is anymore.
But when I first started my professional life.
Yeah, this was a place.
This Express was the place where you wanted to shop.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my goodness. There are plenty of pictures I know that I can identify from about 20 years ago where I'm wearing Express pieces of clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, I just showed one of the two of us, Lex, yesterday on the talk show.
You did?
Because we were talking about Tabitha from Tabitha takes over.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the grid. What's the deal with that?
Because Tabitha, because Bravo Vault, they opened up the Bravo Vault.
Yeah.
And all the old classic Bravo shows are now on Peacock.
Oh, dang. Do they have Blowout?
They do. And they have, the Rachel Zoe Project. They have Real Housewives of D.C. They have Tabitha Takes Over. And Alexis and I met Tabitha. And she was a kind of semi-regular call-in friend on our show in the early days. And Tabitha invited us to the Mall of America.
Yeah.
And we met her. And I showed that picture. And yes, I'm wearing an Express vest combo.
Oh, no nice. Joke.
And I put it up on camera. And Aaron Schwab, singer, friend of the show. She's our audience coordinator. As the picture of you is up there with me, I look like I'm 11. But Aaron goes, I hear Aaron off camera. She's like, Alexis looks exactly the same. And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't recall the picture, but.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
I might have Express on too at that point.
Oh my God, I'm finding it now because if you do, I'm going to laugh.
That would be hilarious.
Well, okay. Yeah, if you find yourself, if you have a picture of yourself in your Express, your structure gear, whatever, oh gosh, send it to us. Well, I'll try to find something where I'm wearing Express too. I know in my senior pictures, I'm wearing an Express shirt. I do remember that because it was my sister's. And man, there's nothing like a sisterly fight when you're in high school over wearing clothes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. You go into each other's closet without asking. And let me tell you, that was a source of many a conflict.
Oh, yeah. But then one grows bigger boobs or shorter, stouter.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that doesn't happen anymore. But for a long time, you're the same size.
Yeah.
And then,
oop, am I speaking from experience?
What?
I mean, whoa.
No, I always got along with my sibling when we decided to wear clothes and then somebody didn't ask. And then you would be like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? And you'd be like, you didn't ask to wear that shirt. What are you doing? You need to take that off. And then I would try to wear the little shirts because my sister was a smaller size than me.
Right.
And she'd be like, you stretched out my alien t-shirt. I'd be like, big whoop. Not that I speak from experience.
Exactly.
I was
going to
say,
we know
wow.
nothing of that.
No.
This is very detailed, Holly. Very, very, very detailed. Well, pour one out for Express, everybody. Pour one out. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. What is no space? No space. I want everyone to think about what is that? Alexis is going to tell us when we come back. Botox and Dysport are just two brands, like Xerox for making copies or Kleenex for tissue. Hey, everybody, it's Jason for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Dysport is just another brand of injectable like Botox. Both are on sale. I've talked a lot about over the years, and I've appreciated Colin's willingness to discuss it. Botox has various uses. One of them is excessive sweating. Colin dealt with it for years. It was something that he was very embarrassed about. Well, underarm Botox has changed all of that. So it's not just for your forehead or preventative aging. Nope. Here we go. Here are the two sales. Let's talk Botox first. If you do 48 units of Botox in the month of April, they're going to give you 10 free. Let's talk Dysport. If you do 120 units of Dysport, you're going to get 25 free in the month of April at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. But this offer ends when the month does. So call today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here. Okay, Lex. What in the world is no space?
Yeah, great question. I saw this one word and I thought, what is that? Well, it looks like Gen Z is recreating MySpace as no space. So it is a social media app. And yeah, I guess there's a 380,000 person waiting list right now. They're turning back the digital clock.
What?
Yeah. Tiffany, who has spent the last decade studying social media habits, has used this information to create the Gen Z version of MySpace called No Space. What she's noticing with the standing social media is that, you know, you go on there just to see what people are doing. So you maybe see pictures of their life, that type of thing. She says there's not much social part of it happening, and she wants to create more authentic connections that can't be found in today's social media apps. So she says she has created this experience where you're sharing more of yourself. You can, there's a top eight similar, she's going to call it something else, but where you're having this more personal, customized profile page where you can share casual updates. So it's more social and not just media. So if you see No Space, or if your kids are talking about it, excited to join No Space, it's more social media. Just kind of a warning as well. They want, you can share what you're watching, eating, reading, listening to in real life.
IRL.
That's right. Yeah, she did IRL it. You're right. You can star your interests to allow others to find people with similar interests. You can have a list of the user's closest friends.
You know what I'm going to ask? We need this?
No, we definitely don't.
We do not need this.
However, there's always something new, right? And the younger generation, we want to push back against it. And we're not the younger generation anymore.
No, we certainly are not.
Also, newsflash. Oh.
We certainly are not. But even if I was.
Yeah, it feels like a lot.
It feels like a lot. And I don't know if young people I don't know if they're going to gravitate toward this.
Yeah.
Holly, you're the youngest one here. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Hey, why not?
Okay.
MySpace was kind of fun.
It was.
And as much as you got to, you know, decorate your page the way that you wanted to.
Yeah.
A lot of people learning HTML so they could put glitter things on their page.
Yeah.
You had music. It was very expressive in a way. You know, social media right now, I mean, let's say Instagram, TikTok.
It's media.
They're expressive in their own way. But, you know, Tumblr, I don't know if people are using Tumblr that much anymore. It's kind of gone by the wayside. And then, you know, there's the whole thing of, you know, is the United States going to give TikTok the boot here?
It passed the Senate yesterday.
Exactly. So there might be space for something that kids want to do. And no space might fill that space.
Yep.
Yeah, especially if TikTok goes away.
Oh, right. For sure. Well, and there's also ways, too, I think, for parents that might like this, too. You can have your friends only list. So you're sharing stuff and not everyone can see it.
See,
so
I like that.
It's curated. Yeah.
I like that. Because I keep my mouth shut. Like, I know a lot of people in the biz. They have two accounts. Mm. You know, they have like a personal account.
Yeah, on Facebook. Like I have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you have a Finsta account.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
this one's also like a game as well. You can level up. You can have unlimited boosts. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's a poke.
What's a boost? What the hell is a
boost? You get boosts
from
other people so then everyone can feel special.
I don't want people to boost me.
And they're being selective.
Holly, do you want to be boosted?
Only if it's by V8.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Give us some vegetable juice.
Please. But there is a waiting list. 380,000 people right now waiting to get on this app.
Okay.
So
no, I don't like that.
That's a big deal too.
Let me on the damn thing.
It's set to launch this summer. No. So if you see no space, you know what that is now.
Unless Bianca Jagger is on a horse riding through the app, I'm not waiting for it.
Ooh.
Don't Studio 54 me. I'm not waiting in line for an app, you morons. I'm not doing that. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something else to just try to keep up with.
Just FYI, if you see that, no space is coming.
No space is coming, everybody.
Yeah, and even in an era of social media where you're sharing things, it can feel the loneliest. And that's what, wah, wah. So they're hoping this no space will create more community and more social aspects of it.
You know who's also hoping for some social aspects is Kanye or Ye.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with him?
Did you hear he's thinking of getting into the porn business?
What does that mean for him? Like starring or producing or producing. Is he the camera person?
Oh, okay.
Is he the sexual coordinator or what do you call that
the
thing?
The intimacy coordinator?
Intimacy coordinator.
Do they even have those on porns? I guess it's all intimate.
Yeah, well, it's all, Plot secondary, Lex. Plot is secondary. Yeah.
Maybe he's going to change it.
Yeah.
What's his plan? I saw the headline I saw you in the grid and I thought, oh, Jace will tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
Get ready for Yeezy porn. He's been kicking around the idea of launching his own porn studio and it would be a brand. And and this is not a joke. He's talking with people and he wants to build an entire... You know how like Louis B. Mayer built the MGM lot?
Yeah.
He wants to build an entire studio to do adult entertainment under the Yeezy brand.
Ooh, a cavalcade of stars. More stars and they're on the heavens.
That's right. The guy he's talking to, his credits include Aroused, Young Fantasy 7. Vixen, Abigail, something called Abigail.
Mm.
Yeah. So there we go.
So he wants a whole complex. You know, this might actually be good for porn stars. Because wouldn't there be requirements for safety and testing and...
Maybe.
They go up to the commissary and
less violence or, you know.
I'll take the Peking shrimp, please.
Yeah. You're not going into someone's basement, you know, with the camcorder. You know, this feels like there'd be good lighting. I don't know. And wardrobe, maybe, even though it's see-through.
I love within 4 seconds, you went from workplace safety to good lighting.
Right?
As benefits, love
it when you're following OSHA regulations. That's right.
Sometimes your ring light dies, you know, and that just sucks when you're making a porn.
That's right. Then I hate it.
That's cellulite right over there. Whatever. Somebody's probably into it. Let's just go.
Probably.
Keep shooting. Keep it real. Yeah.
Looks like Stormy Daniels is ex-husband?
Yeah, that's the guy
The guy?
Yeah, Abigail and young hotties.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was her ex.
Oh, I didn't say that. No, you didn't miss that. So there you go. Yeezy porn. You can watch it wearing your Yeezy shoes and your Yeezy sweatshirts and
Yeah, maybe they'll give some of that merch that failed with the Gap.
Yeah, maybe.
Those potato sacks. You know, maybe they can make that look sexy.
Or put them to good use.
Porn might do that. Yeah. Get some merch.
I'm just going to
slap a patch on it.
Just okay. Hey, everybody. Just a couple weeks left to sign up for Team iTalk with Captains Alexis and Holly. iTalk is partnering with the Animal Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals Saturday, May 4th at the fairgrounds. Alexis and Holly want a diverse group of animals.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm.
A giraffe, if you have one.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine.
Oh. Right?
Wow. So please. Yes, please sign join up. Us. It's such a fun day. It is May 4th at the fairgrounds. It's a mile walk, but along the route, there's music, food trucks, vendors. You don't even have to walk if you don't want to.
Nope.
You can just hang and party.
Right there.
Oh, my goodness. And if you're looking for a sweet honey, I never thought about this. You got animals in common. You might find a date.
Right there.
Or a bestie. Charity
for the animals and charity for you right there.
Amen.
We're going to take a break. Marketplace Price is Right when we return.
It's time for a Mariah cray-cray moment.
A genius moment. A short moment. You know what I mean? Transitional summer moment.
This has been a Mariah cray-cray moment.
She's having all the moments, everyone.
Sounds
all
like
of
it.
Them. A lot of them. Yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Thanks for being here. It is time to play a game. Holly, take it away.
It's Marketplace Price is Right! Woo-hoo! This is where Jason and Alexis guess the actual retail price of items up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. The closest to the actual retail price without going over... It's not going to win a darn thing, but
nope.
You
right.
could scour the World Wide Web on Facebook Marketplace and buy some of these items yourself, because I'm not kidding when I say that these items, you can actually buy them.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to. I mean, go ahead. There's a lot of fabulous things that you could buy. Jason and Alexis, are you ready?
Ready!
Your first item ready. Up for bid on Marketplace Price is Right. It's a vintage 1976 KFC Corporation unopened playing cards deck.
Oh.
Vintage unopened KFC playing cards from 1976 feature heads of Colonel Sanders floating in air. Or is that his bow tie? Or just his tiny body? You be the judge. This vintage 1976 KFC Corporation unopened playing cards deck could be yours, Jason and Alexis, if the marketplace price is right. Jason, I'm going to start with you this morning. What say you?
$49.99, Chuck.
$49.99. This is for a deck of cards?
A deck of cards.
I was going to go like $4, but I'm going to say $1.
$1, Alexis. Nice blame, because the actual retail price of these cards is
$10.
I thought because it was unopened and the Colonel and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
well.
Do you ever look at the floating head of Colonel Sanders and then you look at his bow tie and then you think it's actually just a tiny body with a giant head?
Oh, it's like a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've never looked that closely at Colonel Sanders.
The logo? Yeah.
Well, the next time you look.
I think so. Guess what I'm Googling right now.
That's right. All right, Alexis won the playing card.
Oh,
Jason
yeah.
and Alexis.
You looking at Alexis?
Yeah.
Here's your next item up for bid. Jason and Alexis, it's a unicycle.
Ooh.
Yes. This unicycle is in perfect condition, used 1.5 times.
Okay.
Until the seller realized that they are incapable of the sport. To use their error, not the fault of the unicycle. Perfect form of transportation with summer just around the corner. Jason and Alexis, this used 1.5 times unicycle could be yours if the marketplace price is right. All right, Alexis, let's start with you. You have the deck of cards. Will you get the unicycle? What say you? How much for this unicycle?
Used 1.5 times. Okay.
One and a half times.
Yeah. Ooh. $100, Holly.
$100. Jason.
$50.
$50.
Oh, we're both over.
Oh, you're both over.
Whoa.
This unicycle is retailing for $22.
$22.
Whoa.
If you're like, this is the summer of unicycling, then you need to go buy this on Marketplace Prices.
That's worth it just to use the other half time.
Exactly.
To make it around 2 times.
Very cheap. Very economical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never looked into unicycle prices.
No, I know. Why am I acting shocked? Yeah, it's not like I'm that either of us or the three of us are unicycle experts, but okay.
No, no, but I have thought about buying a skateboard this summer. But that's a conversation for another time. All right,
Do it.
Your next item up for bid, Jason and Alexis, is a heated chicken coop.
Oh.
Do you want your birds to live in the lap of luxury? Well, this is a brand new heavy-duty coop with two sliding windows and heat lamps. Six nesting boxes support up to 20 layers. It's 8x5 on skids and set up to move around the yard. And they are available. They have three sizes of heated chicken coops. Delivery is possible in surrounding areas. Jason and Alexis, this heated chicken coop could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Jason.
Oh, no. I need my sister-in-law. I need my sister-in-law, Tammy, for this. She has chickens. I'm going to go $400, Wink.
$400.
$400.
Alexis, for this heated chicken coop.
Oh, man. I'm thinking more like $200.
$200, says Alexis. Well, congratulations, Jason.
Ah!
This heated chicken coop is retailing on Facebook Marketplace for
$1,750.
Wow.
Range for that? Wowzers.
They're expensive, Lex. I do know that.
I have no idea.
This is heated.
Yeah, girl, it's heated.
Yes,
They got a little chicken hot tub. It's,
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, this is like the Four Seasons of chicken coops. It looks quite cute as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jason and Alexis.
I can't wait to take that home.
Yeah. Woo!
For the North Loop.
Good luck.
Yeah. All right, we got one more item up for bid on Facebook Marketplace. Price is Right, and here it is. Jason and Alexis, it's a car.
Whoa.
Yo.
A Rolls-Royce factory-built limousine. 1982 factory Rolls-Royce Silver Spur 2 limousine. One of six ever built, allegedly, supposedly, if you're going to believe this marketplace listing. Ever wanted to ride in royalty, but with a twist? Behold, the majestic purple majesty on wheels.
Ooh.
This vintage gem is wrapped in ice amethyst purple, making every short commute feel like a royal procession. Excuse me. Comes with a few quirks, but hey, don't worry, personality for days as cars will keep you entertained.
I hope it's not engine issues.
With its eccentricities, from charmingly erratic blinkers to the occasional identity crisis between car and a driveway wait, it's a journey you won't forget. This 1982 factory Rolls-Royce Silver Spur 2 limousine could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Alexis, we're going to start with you.
Oh,
remember,
Holly,
it's eccentric.
Right, so that means expensive, maybe? I'm still going to go with 12 grand.
12 grand, says Alexis. Jason.
Four grand.
Well, congratulations, Jason. You are now the owner of an $11,000.
Oh, that was so close.
Rolls-Royce factory-built limousine.
Wow.
With charming eccentricities.
Lex, if you want to ride in it, anytime, girl.
I was going to say 10. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Anytime, girl.
Love
anytime.
To drive it, too, even.
Well, that's if it starts in the driveway.
Thank you.
Oh,
right?
Right. We don't know. For the eccentricity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know. But it's a gamble. All right, that is Marketplace Price is Right. Congratulations, woo-hoo, Jason and Alexis this morning, walking away with fabulous prizes. And again, all of these items are actually up for sale on Facebook Marketplace in the Twin Cities metro area. So I wish you luck if you actually buy any of these items.
Coming up in just a little bit, what project that Ben Stiller, let me start all over. What movie of Ben Stiller's had such a negative reaction? It affected him for a very long time. Alexis has that. Plus the drama surrounding Bethany Frankel's divorce podcast.
Ooh.
When we come back.
Hey, friends. Plunkett's Alexis for Plunkett's Pest Control. Got some pests? Let them help you. Minnesota made for more than 100 years. That's 100 years of excellence in getting to know pests and their behaviors. And, oh, I trust the professionals at Plunkett's for effective and eco-friendly control methods. Patrick's my guy. He's wonderful. Now, Nick, who's a homeowner, Brian's his guy. He says, Brian offers a very thorough, honest evaluation of my situation. I really appreciated the service that he provided, going above and beyond to ensure my ant problem was addressed to the best of his abilities. It's a challenging situation where the ants are located under my sunroom floorboards with very limited access to the ground underneath. And he took care of business. I will definitely have Plunkett's back, and now not only a future customer, but on the annual plan. And I do love hearing that. I, too, am on the annual plan, keeping pests in their place. Not yours. Contact Plunkett's at Plunkett's.net.
Stars, they're just like us sometimes. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. They get disappointed, too, when they put something out in the world and people reject it. It's like showing your baby and people are like, ooh.
Nice blanket.
Oh, yeah, that baby looks like Don Rickles.
Yeah. You're straight ooh. There.
Ooh, your baby looks like an insurance adjuster.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Usually it's like, look at those socks you have. Oh, they're embroidered? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Again, Mama Haas tells a story. It was one of the first stories she ever told me about Colin. Colin was an ugly baby. Like, aww, real. Yeah. This isn't heart. Me. This isn't me. This is, he had baby acne. He had like four scurgles of hair. So she used to throw a blanket over him at the grocery store. Oh, gosh. And when people would come up and ask to see him, she'd be like, oh, he's sleeping. Yeah.
So, oh.
But he turned out to be a beautiful human being.
Oh, look at him now. Yeah. There's locks of, oh.
A good looking man.
Yes.
Anyway, we bring this up because stars are just like us. They get disappointed too when something they do is rejected, right, Lex?
Yeah, especially since you put something out there, and especially when the first one did so well, and that was unexpected. And then you put out a number two because you think everybody wants it, and then you realize, no, they do not want it at all. And that's what happened to Ben Stiller with Zoolander 2.
Mmm.
And he said it was blindsiding because it was such a failure when he had what happened with Zoolander, the first one. And he said it affected him for a very long time after that, really questioning his judgment, his comedy, what was going on. He reveals this in a new podcast called Fail Better. This is David Duchovny's podcast, which I'm sure is great because, you know, he's had his own public kind of failures. Personal, professional.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talks to others about their impact. And so that's why he was talking about how Zoolander 2 really turned out to be a commercial and critical failure, but also it was life altering for him because he really started a lot of self-doubt at the time. Oh. And it messed him up. And it also got bad reviews on top of all of that as well. So it was $50 million to make and made $29 million. Domestically.
Oof.
So yeah, you're right. They're just like us. We get it.
Well, in the case, I mean, not to just zero in, there's a broader conversation, but as far as Zoolander 2 is concerned, mm-hmm. the type of comedy that Zoolander, the audiences had moved away from that type of, it's like Austin Powers.
Yes.
That type of comedy, the audiences had moved away from. And younger audiences didn't know what to do. Zoolander, number one, was very of the time. Very of the time.
Yeah, that movie came out in 2001.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Zoolander 2 came out in 2016. That's almost a whole generational cycle of comedic sensibilities turning over.
Yep.
And even the people who thought it was funny back for the first one, we moved on as well.
Yep. So... Oh, Ben.
Yeah.
Still love you, though. Yeah. I still love you in Reality Bites. I think that's your
Oh, my opus. Gosh. Yes. So good.
Mm-hmm. Kind of kidding. Yeah.
Are you?
No, I love
it. I just have such good thoughts about that movie in general.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the time of life.
I need to rewatch that. I have not. That's one of those movies I still have not had Colin watch. I talk about it all the time.
It's time.
It's, yeah, it's so good. Janine Garofalo, Winona Ryder. Oh, so it's very Gen X, young Gen Xers. That's including myself. We're on the end of the Gen X scale.
Yeah.
It's very, if you went to high school in the end of the 80s, early 90s, that's the Gen Xers I'm talking to. That movie so resonated with you.
It did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I am going
to
rewatch that.
Yeah, that's a good one to add to the list. Same with this podcast too.
Okay. I am not, Lex, have you listened to any of it?
No.
The divorce podcast. Because
I went to listen to it, it was gone.
Yeah.
Now, guys, I did see the clips and some of the things that she said, but woo!
This is an octopus. This is an octopus with minty tentacles.
Yes.
I am not going to get to any of those in the 4 minutes that we have, but let me tell you, let me focus on the podcast. It is gone right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany pulled the episodes. There's even controversy around that. People, including Entertainment Tonight, venues are saying it's because of backlash and because of possible legal reasons.
Yep.
Bethany overnight responded and basically said that is a load of BS.
Ooh.
And she went after Entertainment Tonight. She goes, how dare you? She goes, I'm a lot of things, but do not represent why I did this. She goes, I just lost my mother. I'm going through a lot of trauma. And it is, I have received no backlash as far as Jason Hoppy, threatening to sue or anything. Her gag order is over, Anyway.
Oh.
Now that's the current drama. Let me just briefly, in the 2 minutes left, this podcast is so, it is the definition of juicy.
Mm.
It is like a Juicy Lucy. It is oozes. The cheese, the drama cheese oozes from this burger.
She talked about everything, didn't she?
Girl, I was listening to it on the way to get slimed with you guys. I was sitting in the parking lot to finish it up. And you know when you do that, it's good. The revelations that she laid out there in this podcast, jaw-dropping. Like, you're in the car going, what?
What's the biggest one, Chase?
Here's the one that kept that I when I was talking to executive producer Jeff about it. You know, there was a big drama over this condo that Bethany bought right before they got married. When Bethany made her first skinny girl deal, it was a windfall. And she bought like a $5 million condo in New York. The first thing she's ever owned, because she was broke as a joke before Housewives. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she bought this condo. It's very complicated, but let me just parse this down. Somehow, she was kind of convinced to put him on the condo in a way, in some sort of way.
Okay.
She didn't want him on the condo, but he kind of was like in a prenup situation or just in a general situation. Jason went behind her back, had his mother notarize paperwork, which put him on the condo, did it behind her back, and come to find out, Jason Hoppy's mother allegedly did this a long time after her notary license had expired.
Ooh, shady.
Oh, my God. So it's invalid.
Allegedly.
It's invalid.
It's invalid. So it was
glad then that she is.
It's not
let that
only
lapse.
Shady from Jason.
Yeah.
But it was, there are levels of shade that I said to Jeff, even because again, there's his side, there's her side, and then somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Yeah.
Even if 30, 20, or 10% of what she talked about is true, you understand why she was a mess on New York. You understand why this was a divorce of hell.
And why it took so long.
I felt nothing but empathy for toward her because of what I just said.
Oh my gosh.
Even if 90% of it is exaggerated, what she had to live with. Oh, anyway.
You think she took it down for their daughter?
Maybe.
Like, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Am I the Asshat right after this. MSP is the best. Okay, that's it. That's all I need to say. Holly, roll the next commercial. No, I'm just joking. Hey, it's Jace for MSP, the number one airport. Wouldn't that be funny if I just did that one day? Anyway, but I don't need to tell you. You're at MSP. You know it's the best. We have MSP pride. We go to other airports and we go, ugh, and we get back on the plane and fly right back home. You should do that because we do have the best airport. And they have so much to offer. That's why going to MSP for me is part of the trip. I get excited to go. I get excited about going to the club, the Delta Club, and I get excited about shopping at the Prince store and getting some ramen from the ramen vending machine and going to see Justin Sutherland at Northern Soul and grabbing a burger at Red Cow and going to the golf simulator. Okay, now you know I'm not going to the golf simulator, but maybe you are. All of those things are just listed are at MSP. From taking it to takeoff, MSP is always the best.